I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Corey going to be on the call for another Memphis football game. He joins us once again now. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good. How you doing? I'm hoping to bring a little better luck this time than I did the last time.
That kind of slipped away in a hurry. I was watching your guys' broadcast. Mike called the game between Central Florida and the Memphis Tigers. Unfortunately for you, you did not have the Memphis offensive explosion last week of 70 against UConn. But it did seem like a game, and I thought you guys called it right in that game against Central Florida, where it was just a couple of mistakes that Memphis made that seemed to just steamroll, and then one big play, and all of a sudden, instead of being within a score – possibly at halftime and getting the ball back, you're down three touchdowns, and now you got to scramble to make plays. And it's something Memphis has done to other teams, but it happened to them. They bounced back last week. So my question is, looking at this, how do they, where their defense has really kind of thrived on taking the ball away more so than just flat-out stopping teams, how do they do that against a team that's a run-based offense?
No, it's a great point. We just talked to Chris Ball, defense coordinator, about this, and they got to run guys to the ball. He said we got to have people attacking at the ball. Obviously, everybody has to do their assignment and be disciplined on that to fill their holes, fill the gaps on this triple option offense. But they need other people getting to the ball. So make the tackle, but get another guy in there, try to swipe at the ball, strip it away. They've been practicing that a lot this week because you're absolutely right. You got to get a couple of game-changing plays, and you got to get a couple of turnovers against this team because Navy – will move the football. They know that. Everybody knows that. And it can get very frustrating when you're giving up 6-7 yards a crack. So hopefully they can do their assignments well, get to the ball, trying to make a few game-changing plays. I think that's the way you try to beat this team. But try not to do too much. You know, that's the thing. You want to make a game-changing play, but you got to have your assignment done first.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's always easier said than done because of the sleight of hand that the triple option uses. You've got to make sure you're really focused. It doesn't help that Austin Hall is out. But on the other side, Navy's got to stop Memphis's offense. And although they made mistakes in Orlando against Central Florida, who I think is a really good football team and would have probably rolled up by 30 on Cincinnati had that game not been called last weekend, I don't know that Navy has those type of athletes. And with the athletes Memphis has on offense, it almost strikes me like Memphis has to look at this game in the way of, look, we've got to jump on them early. We've got to make them play from a position of uncomfortableness, so to speak, where they're trying to have to come back, which is hard to do when you're running the football, almost make them into a passing team by scoring on their end.
Exactly, yeah. And if you're somehow able to get up on them, you know, 14, 17 points, something like that, I know what you mean. But, you know, Navy is just a team that just sticks to their game plan, and they just kind of just drive the ball down the field. I mean, you're right. If it gets to be that deficit later in the game, then, yeah, then you've got a chance because then they got to start throwing the ball up there. But even at that, you don't know when it's coming, and there's a lot of single coverage all the time, really, because you got to have everybody inside the box stopping the run. I mean, I'm just so surprised that when Navy does throw the ball, I mean, they're gashing teams. I mean, they are number one in the country in yards per completion at 29.4 a catch. So you got to get ready for that. I mean, it's just been amazing when they do go to the air. So I don't know, but I think you're right. Let's hope they can get them in a situation where they force them to do that more and, you know, make them a little bit more predictable, but it's difficult to do.
Mike Corey joining us here. He'll call the action between Navy and Memphis. It does look like the weather's going to cooperate, which gives for favorable field conditions and game time conditions. You saw Riley Ferguson, arguably in one of his toughest situations. The play that I thought changed that Central Florida game that you saw was when he escaped the sack, rolled to his right. All he had to do was chuck it 20 seats into the stands. Instead, tried to force a ball down the field. It got intercepted, and you're like, oh. You know, you were hoping when he threw it, as a viewer, and I'm sure you had a view of the field, as he threw it, I'm like, please tell me there is a guy all by himself on the sideline. And then as the camera panned and there are three black jerseys, I went, uh-oh. There's not.
Yep.
And it seemingly changed the momentum there. He makes some decisions like that that you go, okay, you're trusting your arm too much, and I guess that's part of it. How disciplined does he have to be, in your opinion, against this defense, or can he take some chances?
No, he's got to be more disciplined, and the coaches talked about that. We just met with everybody today, and they said that he was much better last week, obviously, in that, you know, big blowout win. But he said what they saw in that game was there was a play early where I guess a linebacker came in, and a defensive end was coming in his face, and he had a roll out again, and immediately just was like, nope, that's it, threw it out of bounds, and lived to play another down. So I think he really got that lesson early last week, and they were facing early adversity. They were down there. You know, they were down early in the game, and so he made those plays, and that's what the coaching staff like to see. I think that he said to them on the plane ride back from UCF, he went right up to Coach Norvell and was like, don't worry, this will never happen again. So you saw a real nice bounce back last week. Obviously, UConn's a much different team, but still,
right.
It's the decision-making ability by Riley, and you're right. I don't think we'll see that again. As that pass went up in the UCF game, I thought the same thing. I go, that's trouble, and it was picked. And then, of course, they got the sack and the fumble. So there's just a few game-changing plays there that made it a tough night for the Tigers, but I just felt like that was an aberration. I don't think that's going to happen again. This is a really, really good team, and they're always going to be in it because they can put up points. You know, I know the defense has struggled, but they have injuries, so just hang in there. Offense will put up some numbers, and you really have a chance to win every single ball game the rest of the way.
You see guys all around the country. In your opinion, how good is Anthony Miller when it comes to the level of college wide receivers that you've seen? And it did seem like Riley last week, the numbers showed this as well, went back to his safety blanket, so to speak, and they carved up UConn's defense.
Yeah, that guy's unbelievable. I mean, I was watching that game early. I was like, this guy's going to have 30 catches tonight. You know?
I mean, I thought so, too.
Explode. I really did. I mean, what do you have? Like, it was in the first half. He almost had the 15 catches in the first half. I just figured, wow, 500 yards, 30 catches, you know. But obviously the game was well in hand. And then the one-handed grab he made. I mean, the guy is – super special. You know, Coach Norvell, I'm just going to read this quote off to you here. He just told us today, he goes, he is the hardest working, best player I've ever been around. And that says a lot. I mean, when you got your best player as the hardest worker, and Coach Norvell said that he's the best ever, hardest working and best player he's ever been around, you know, that's what feeds your team. You know, I mean, he's made some incredible, incredible catches. He's a pleasure and a joy to watch and call. I'm looking forward to it again tomorrow. Just nobody seems like they can, you know, get a hat on him and stop him. I mean, you know, once in a while he'll drop one or two here or there, you know, but I mean, there's really not a lot you can get on that guy about because he's just a game changer.
I want to ask you this. When you guys talk, do you talk to other announcers that have called Memphis games or you've seen other games? What's the prevailing thought amongst your colleagues? I mean, it's easy for us here in Memphis to be excited about a program that's completely taken a 180 from 6-7 years ago, but about the football setting here in Memphis, about the way this team is going. Obviously, the last game you called with the Tigers was in Orlando, but you're getting to go to Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. It's not exactly the most modern of facilities, but the fans will fill it up, I think, tomorrow. It'll be a beautiful day outside, and it'll be, as you put, one of the best football games on the docket when you look at a relatively weak schedule of games in terms of competitiveness. What do other guys that you talk to in the business and around college football say about Memphis and the way their program's going?
Oh, I just spoke to our producer that we had for that game, the UCF Memphis game, and he goes, Mike, he goes, we said it was a sneaky good matchup before. He goes, this is a sneaky great matchup that you have tomorrow. I go, yeah, I know it is, and you know, I think people are starting to recognize it. I mean, the American is really making the big push, and I think people need to start to see it more. And I know Memphis is one of those teams right on the top of the list. I mean, I'm telling you, had they won that game, they would have been ranked in the top 25. You know, they'd probably be undefeated. They'd be undefeated, obviously, in this matchup. But they're right there. They're right there. Three teams in the conference are ranked. They're undefeated. They got a chance to knock one of them off tomorrow. First time in history, if they win tomorrow, that they've knocked off two top 25 teams in the same year, albeit UCLA and Navy are both ranked 25. But still, that's awesome, you know, and the Liberty Bowl to have what we're pushing, I think close to 55,000 tomorrow is what I was told by members around the athletic department. So,
yeah.
Wow, how much fun is that going to be? And then 90 degrees, sunshine, we're pushing 90 with 55,000. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think the ceiling you know, there's, you just can keep going up, you know. I mean, if you keep this level up and you got that many fans of the game and, you know, you're in the top 25 and you're challenging for a conference title, I mean, this is great. I mean, people should be really excited about what's going on here.
No, I think that they are, and I think it's going to be awesome tomorrow. I'm looking forward to bringing my son out, even though he's not quite six yet. I just asked him about 20 minutes ago, you want to go to the game tomorrow? And he said, yeah, let's go, Dad. So I think that's part of it, too. When now dads can take their sons and it's a good product, it makes a big difference here in the city, and it helps moving it forward, to say the least. Mike, always appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time right before a game, so certainly can't thank you enough for carving out a few minutes. What do you have planned tonight for dinner?
Boy, we've gotten a lot of different options. I'm not quite sure yet. We asked all the coaches where they thought, yeah, we should go. We got three or four different places. We're just kind of doing a little tour around campus today. Well, why don't you tell me what's your favorite spot so I can compare it to what everybody else said.
Depends on where you guys are staying, but if you're out near
We're at the Sheraton downtown.
Okay.
We can pretty much walk anywhere.
I like Flight and Felicia Suzanne's are both fantastic. You cannot go wrong with either one of those if you want a nice dinner. Flight's really good. You get different options. Felicia Suzanne, she trained under Emeril. Her stuff is terrific. Her shrimp and grits are legendary. So those are the, you know, really nice place. You want a little more casual atmosphere down there. If you guys just wanted some pizza, there's Aldo's Pizza down there. The Majestic is very good as well. There's barbecue, a central barbecue. The Vault is very good down on Main. If you guys get after it a little bit tonight and it's getting late and you want a late night burger, I highly recommend Ernestine and Hazel's Soul Burger for a late night grub run.
Look at that. That's great. Flight in the Vault, we heard about those two already. So, yeah, we might be trying to check one of those out. And, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. It's always good talking to you, and I love being here. This is a fun city.
All right. Well, hey, if you get out, shoot me a text. We got a game tonight, but we're going to grab a drink or two afterwards. So we'd love to have you and treat you to a cocktail in Memphis.
Cool. No, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Mike Corey right there from ESPN joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.